it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This thing is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. I am so happy to be back. Oh my gosh, this is my first show for the new year. Happy 2014, everybody. And thank you guys so much for all of your support in 2013, because I had a great year last year. And I know 2014 is going to be even better. And I hope that you, everybody out there listening, had a great holiday season, because I most certainly did. I got some much needed quality time with my family, some much needed food in my belly and on my thighs that I have got to get rid of this year. And I also had a wonderful New Year's Eve slash New Year's Day celebration. Chilled in the house, did absolutely nothing. And everybody made fun of me for not doing anything for New Year's. But hey, I don't need to go out and party. I'm a party all by myself. It's like, Miss Marie is a party all in one. Well, at least in my mind, I am. So I just chilled in the house, cooked some dinner, watched some TV, kissed myself on the arm, and said, Happy New Year. Lame, right? And you laughing, too. I got my buddy Wally in the studio laughing at me. Why are you laughing, Wally?
That's just hilarious.
What did you do for New Year's?
I went to church.
All right, now.
I tried
Pastor John K. Jenkins?
No, actually, I went to a Nigerian church.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I went to
Niger. Okay.
Went to my people. And so basically, I tried to, you know, wipe the slate clean with my sins. So in 2014, I'm fresh and new.
You fresh and new?
I'm fresh and new.
Yeah. I'm almost new. I got to get new in 2014, because, like I said, all this food I ate in 2013 is really, really, yeah. I'm going to leave that one alone. But I want you guys to do me a favor. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship tidbits, because that's what the website is for. Once again, it's thisdateisover.com. Also, if it's your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. I'm so happy that you decided to chill with me on this Sunday evening. Nice weather. Well, nicer than it was a few days ago in D.C., because it was like, what, 17 degrees, 13 degrees? Yeah. I felt like it was my freshman year in Frostburg out here in the D.C. area. But before we get into the swing of things with tonight's show, I have got to say Happy Founders Day to all of my sorors of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, celebrating 101 years of scholarship, sisterhood, and service on tomorrow, January 13th. So OOOOP to all of my sorors out there. I wish I could be out there with you guys tonight at 4 to 2, but hey, I got my show to do. So like I said, OOOOP, y'all have a good time tonight. Bringing in 101 years. I feel like, yeah, all of 2013 was all about DSD, because we were everywhere. We painted DC all the way red. So shout out to my sorors. Love y'all to death. Also, another announcement. Valentine's weekend. If you are single and want to mingle, or maybe you might be in a relationship, whatever. Whatever your deal is. We have the Be My Valentine Party Bus Tour coming up. That's our first event for the year. It's going to be on Saturday, February 15th. So get your tickets. Go to BeMinePartyBus.eventbrite.com. The information is posted on the Facebook page and on the website, thisdateisover.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So once again, get your tickets. We have a discount code for a limited time only. And the discount code is what, Wally?
Be mine.
Yes, not mine's.
Mine.
For people who, I hate that word with a passion. So it's be mine. So if you type mine's in, you're not going to get a discount, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be negative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But tonight, it's a controversial topic. If you've been paying attention on Instagram, we're at DateIsOver on Instagram and Twitter. Tonight's topic is, why do men cheat? And yes, Lord, I have people out there getting their panties in a bunch about the title of tonight's show. OMG, it's just a topic.
Wow. Well, what about the women? What about the women? Women cheat too.
Yes, I'm aware of that women cheat too. It's just a topic, people. It's just the name of a show. We're going to talk about everybody. So don't go harping on my Facebook page and Instagram page because you don't like a topic talking about stuff as sexist, especially for people who don't even listen to the show.
Terrible.
They mad about a topic. See, people just ready to just write everything off without even listening to the show.
Just to complain.
But you know what? I still love you anyways. So thank you for your feedback. I mean, if I don't come to your job telling you how to flip French fries and burgers, don't tell me how to do my show. But you know what? Let me stop that. That wasn't nice. I'm just messing with you.
Coming to America right now.
That's why I said that, because I watched Coming to America last night on Netflix. That's what that came to mind. But yes, tonight's topic is why do men cheat? We want to go through, you know, talking about relationships, because that's what we do here on the Status Over Radio. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to relationships, because it's a learning process. Hey, I by no means am I an expert, so please keep that in mind. But we got a special guest tonight. I will introduce him after the break. We're going to chit-chat and get some things off our chest. But keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also go to Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover, and like the page. Well, for Christmas, I got some amazing music from my friend D. It's this group called The Internet. Yes, the group is called The Internet. And I have been jamming to this CD, this album, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know the terms nowadays. I just listen to it on my iPod. I don't want to call it MP3. But I love, love, love this album. And I'm going to feature this album for the first hour of the show. So the group is called The Internet. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio on The Flow.
Hey, 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 hey with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from the internet. As I mentioned during the beginning of the show, that we were going to feature music from their Feel Good album on the first hour of the show, because I love that CD. Even though I don't have a CD, but whatever. I'm still in old school terminology. But I say I love that MP3. What are you supposed to say?
I say CD. I say album.
Yeah.
I say album.
Album.
I still say CD. I do.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the last time I actually purchased a CD. And by the way, that is my buddy Wally from the urban sports scene joining us.
Hello, nice people. I got nothing new to say for 2014. I really don't. I'm trying to think of a new prep word. Are you swell? I'm trying to do something different.
All right. Well, think about it.
I got to.
Well, tonight we are talking about why do men cheat? That's tonight's topic. And we got a special guest in the studio. He goes by the Date Doctor. As a native Washingtonian, the Date Doctor has encountered the good as well as the bad that comes with being in a relationship. As a person who has had his share of heartbreak, he believes that his truthful insights and wisdom will help other relationships. He believes that any relationship that wants to be repaired can be repaired. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, light a match. It's like, no, don't do all that. But everybody say what's up to the Date Doctor. Woo! Say hello to the good people.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Great.
So I want you to come just a little closer. Yeah, there we go. So as you seen, you know, all over Facebook and Twitter, all over social media, we're talking about, you know, we're asking the question, why do men cheat? And of course, it's not just about men, but we're going to start off with the men because you are a man and you know more about men than I do.
Right.
So why do you think men cheat? And let me back up before I even get you to respond to the question. What inspired tonight's topic was all this hoopla about D-Wade and Ludacris having these break babies, so to speak. You know, they cheated on their women. Because neither one of them are married, and they both had children at the end of 2013, and their women have decided to stick with them. But anyways, I mean, I'm just curious. You know, they both have these drop dead gorgeous women. Gabrielle Union has her own money. I don't know about Ludacris. I don't know about his lady. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm not.
I know she's, you know, African, but a beautiful lady nonetheless. I don't know.
Why did I mention African? Like it's something bad about her.
Like she wasn't. Like, she came. I know, right? That was so inappropriate.
She's African.
She's African.
Like she's supposed to be ugly because she's African. Like,
I wasn't saying African. I'm talking about her financial status, even though that was still wrong. Either way. There's no way for me to dig out of this hole.
See, you've been watching little Eddie Murphy, little stand up stuff. You're talking about African people. That's messed up.
I know.
Now we judging people here.
I know.
Bring it down.
I know. My bad. I'm sorry. Excuse me. She wasn't born here. She was raised in like a very poor village in Africa, so I don't know what her financial status is now. I know she moved here to go to college, and I don't know what her, you know, what her job situation is, so I can't really say what her, I don't know. Bottom line is they both have these women that they've been in these long term relationships with, I think 4 years plus, that they have cheated on. So, you know, why do you think men cheat? Date Doctor.
I think the real answer is they can.
But all men? You talking about just in general, they can.
Yeah, they can, but at the same time, it's the level of commitment they have to the person that they're with in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they cheat, it's not that they just cheated, they just finally got caught. So,
ooh, that's true. They finally got caught. And what I find interesting about D-Wade's situation was that I could have sworn that he was still married to his ex-wife while he was seeing Gabrielle Union. So I'm thinking, did she not notice the pattern? You know, would she not think that she would be cheated on as well?
Right.
That, you know, he was married when you were dating him.
Exactly.
Behind his wife's back or ex-wife's back. So I'm like, I don't know.
Karma.
Right.
karma.
I mean, but at the end of the day, I feel bad for both of these ladies. It's like, okay, I've spent all these years. I mean, she's what, 41 and he's 31.
Yeah.
So the childbearing years are kind of escaping.
Mm-hmm. You heard something about the rumor that she's pregnant, though? I heard a rumor.
I heard that rumor too. So, well, why do you think men cheat?
I think it's more selfishness. In terms of, to a point, you're not thinking, when you do that act, you're not thinking about your significant other. So you're thinking about yourself. So obviously you want that self-gratification. So you're not thinking what's that going to do to the other person. So in my opinion, it's selfishness. And we all have weak moments. I'm not saying anybody's perfect whatsoever. But at the same time, let's break it down for what it is. You're trying to fulfill a need for yourself. You're not thinking of the other person that you're dealing with. So
sometimes you are thinking of the other person that you're dealing with. Like, hey, she can't do it like she does. So, hey.
Then break up with her. It is what it is.
Break up with her. I don't know. So you think it's just selfishness?
In my opinion, yeah. I mean, just look at it for what it is. So that's simplify the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking about your significant other. You're thinking about yourself. All right. So you're thinking about you. All right. You're not thinking about the pain it's going to bring to that other person. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking about that. So you're basically internalizing for you. Like, I'm going to get mine off, and that's about it.
So what if the cheating is out of active pain?
Because I was going to say, I think cheating happens for a number of reasons. I don't think it's necessarily always selfish, even though I think that act is selfish itself. But I think sometimes it's coming from hurt, it's frustration, or it could be from lack of sex. That's true, it could be a number of things.
That's true too. But at the same time, you can talk to your partner. Right. All right, and try to hash that out. You can talk.
Yeah, and that's the thing I don't understand. How do we get away from talking to our partners? If I have an issue with you, why can't I go to you? It seems like everybody's going outside of their relationship to, you know, deal with whatever pain or issue that they have. They don't seem to want to confront or address it with that person in a timely manner, so to speak. Right. Because they'll wait till it festers. They'll wait till, you know, there's so much resentment built up that they just don't give a F. And they will go out and sleep with somebody else.
Right.
So why do you think people don't actually talk to each other?
I think oftentimes because people talk at each other versus trying to have a civilized conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a relationship, you almost got to come through the back door when you're trying to get an answer to a question that may cause conflict or may cause the relationship to sour for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though truthfulness is good, always direct truthfulness is not always good.
Right.
So
you have to know how to package it to your mate. I mean, if you've been with a person for X amount of years, you kind of, at least I would think, you have an idea of how they want things to be packaged.
Exactly.
So I just don't think people are really taking the time to cultivate their own relationships and really speak their partner's love language lovingly.
Exactly.
Like, oh yeah, she like affection. I really ain't down with that. So you know what? I'm just not going to hug her no more. Like, I'm just not going to kiss her. So she's going to have to deal with it how I like it. But I don't know. So do you think a woman should take responsibility for her man cheating? Any responsibility at all?
Me personally, I think it has something to do with how the relationship came about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we started hanging out and kicking it for the last 3 months, all of a sudden we boyfriend and girlfriend, we never had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden I still got my friends on the side who I never completely cut off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But because I'm hanging with you more now, all of a sudden sometimes the woman has the attitude that we've been together for 90 days, so now we're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But the man never thought we was in a relationship because we just dating.
So let's say that it is dated. Let's say, you know, we in a relationship, we get married.
Right.
And, you know, we first get married, the sex is great and everything is just peachy. But, you know, year number three, we hit a roadblock.
Right.
You know, we ain't having sex no more because I got an attitude or you did something that hurt me and I haven't addressed it. And we haven't had sex in like 6 months. Should I take responsibility if my man decides to step out there and sleep with somebody else? Is that partially my fault? Because I'm not giving him what, you know, we both agreed was going to take place in this relationship.
Yeah. I believe relationships are like a garden. If you don't cultivate it to make it grow, we just can't expect it to grow. It's like going to the Kentucky Fried Chicken and they out of chicken.
So. I've been in that situation before, even though I don't care for Kentucky Fried Chicken at all. I forgot who I was with. One of my friends wanted some chicken. This has nothing to do with the show whatsoever. She wanted some chicken, and they were like, "Yeah, welcome to KFC. We out of chicken. Why are you open, my man?
Exactly.
You think I just want some rice? Like, right. I don't even know if they have rice. Like,
biscuits.
Let me get a Coke. Like, what are you open for?" But anyways, as you were saying,
Right. So you know, we got to make sure we doing the same things we did to get that person once we get into the relationship. Mm-hmm. Sometimes once we get in a relationship, we get relaxed. Oh, mm-hmm. I got him, I got her now, so I ain't got to do everything I used to do. I ain't got to hang out, I ain't got to call him, I ain't got to make sure he got in the house or she got in the house. So once you start losing that ground, mm-hmm. how do you get that ground back? You know, you got to, it all goes back to communication. You know, let's communicate.
Communication, but people are not communicating.
Exactly.
And that's the sad reality is people are not communicating. And how can we get back to communicating? You know, because I think that's one of the major reasons why men and women cheat, because yeah. we're not talking to each other. I think men is slightly different because it might be because of access, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Are men the hornier sex?
Is that
a stereotype? Like, am I wrong?
It's a stereotype, but we all horny. But still, it's a stereotype. All right, I worked in an establishment with a bunch of females, and uh-huh. At the age around the age of 20, and mm-hmm. I learned a lot at that right. time. At first, what I just think like, yeah, dudes cheat, whatever. But exactly. after working there, I understand that chicks are just real sneaky. They're right. real good at what, you know, when they cheat. Exactly. It's like they don't get caught. They're just as horny. Like they're plotting right. just like dudes are plotting.
Right.
All
right.
But at the same time, they're not as arrogant about it though.
Right.
I think we, you know, us in terms of my gender,
sloppy with it.
They're sloppy and it's arrogant stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little bit arrogant.
Very arrogant. I think. Well, why do you think women cheat?
Why do I think women mm-hmm. cheat? The same reason why I think dudes cheat. Because it's selfishness. The same thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they want sex. They may not be happy with their partner. Right. The same damn plot.
Yeah, I do agree that I think the reasons for men and women cheating are very similar. I just happen to think that when a woman cheats, it was more emotional than a man. Not saying that, you know, men don't have, you know, emotional ties, but I think in most cases women will cheat because they are emotionally fed up or they're not emotionally fulfilled in their yeah. relationship.
Some dudes are the same way though. Mm-hmm. Like right. especially, be honest with you, especially married dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Say like, I'm not, like we were talking earlier, I'm not getting any sex because I'm married now, whatever. I hear that all the time.
Right. I don't understand yeah, that.
You,
like,
hear it all the time.
And people yeah. wonder why I'm not married. Like, I don't want to just yeah. get married and not have like, sex. Come
I have
on now,
sleep
please.
On the couch. Like, I'm like, dude, you're married. Like, you should just roll into it. Like, I don't understand.
Right.
You should just roll into it. Oh, look what I found. Okay, I'm good now. Like, it should be like that. So
exactly.
when you hear things like that, it's a little bit disconcerting to a point where you're like, oh wow, it's that bad.
Yes.
That serious.
I never forget when I went to an engagement party. The bridesmaids got up and gave like a lovely speech. It's like, I'm so looking forward to you guys getting married, blah 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 blah. Very nice. The groomsmen get up and their speeches were quite different. This one guy got up, he would say, yeah, you know what? When you get married, man, you ain't gonna be having no more sex. I mean, I ain't had sex in like 5 months. I mean, so you know, I'm just like
the conversation is so funny.
That just blew the hell out of me, number one. Like, why would you say that at somebody's engagement party on the mic in front of like 150 people?
And hope his wife wasn't there.
Right, and she probably was there, but that seems to be the sad reality of a lot of people. They are in sexless marriages, and that right. makes zero sense to me.
Exactly.
But the emotion the dudes show when they don't get any being married, it's just so funny. Like when
that's,
like when
that breaks
like,
my
this,
heart.
This friend of mine, like he is really upset. Like you and I'm sitting here listening to him, like dude, like it shouldn't be that serious. Like this should be your access. You know what I mean? And to the point where, you know, he's frustrated. He's like, man, Wally, man, like I haven't had any in like 3 months. I'm like, what, huh? Excuse me? You're married, son. That should not happen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I think women are holding a lot of grudges.
That too.
And yeah. You should, of all people that you should be having sex with, you gotta be having sex with your husband.
I know, and but you know what? At the same time, that makes dudes, again, and it makes dudes think, like, well, if you're not having sex with me, who are you having sex with?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So but at the same time, has your friend evaluated what is wrong? Like, what has he done? Well, why is she upset to the point that she's not having sex with
That's
him
true.
For months at a time?
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, I'm not.
I don't think he's addressed that issue because it goes both ways.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that. Oh. Not a point apart of it at all. I'm just saying to a point where if you're not getting any for like 3 months,
that is a problem.
I'm just saying naturally.
Speaking, I feel for him.
I mean, thinking like right. a natural person thinking like, okay, well, if you're not having sex with me, you're having sex with somebody else.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, We want to keep the conversation going right after the break, so keep going. You can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at Date Is Over. You can also hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow. We're talking about why do men cheat, or why do people cheat in general? So why do people cheat? So keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. And we're live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make sure you check us out each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Tell your friends about us. Also check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories, because we know you've had some bad dates. I've had some. That's why I started the site. Oh.
My mic's down. I know. I was like, I'm not, can't hear nothing.
You haven't had any bad dates, so you don't have anything to add.
I'm swell.
I know, right?
Awesome.
Your life is perfect. Bless you. Well, your dates have been perfect. So bless you for having good dates.
They've been decent.
As I said at the top of the show, featuring music from the internet, that song was Don'tcha from their Feel Good album. But we also got the date doctor in the studio. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
And we're talking about cheating. Why do men cheat? And before the break, I asked you guys, you know, do you think women should be held responsible or take some sort of responsibility if her man steps out there with another woman?
I believe they should. It's in women's nature to be a nurturer.
Okay.
It's in their nature to make sure things are taken care of. I wouldn't say 50% of the responsibility. I would say maybe 40%.
40%?
Yeah.
Okay. Huge difference. Huge difference.
Since the man is supposed to be the man and the responsible party. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's why I give it that ratio. But I think it is. Like we were discussing earlier, if you ain't having sex with your man in 3 months and you ain't checked it and got over your attitude or got over whatever, and hey honey, come here. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody has to take care of that need. Now,
so what if he's not helping her to get over that attitude? Like, if he's the root of the attitude, what is he doing to alleviate that? You know, if you hurt my feelings, although I should be woman enough to come to you and say you hurt my feelings, but if I say you hurt my feelings and you still continue to do those activities that hurt me or piss me off, why should I want to open my legs to you?
Somebody else will.
So that should be my motivation?
Yeah, it's just that simple.
He keeps pissing on the toilet seat, and I told him to stop peeing on the toilet seat. He keeps, you know, coming in drunk. So yeah. I need to sleep with that because somebody else will.
You signed up for it.
Mm.
Now, if you didn't sign up for it, that's a different
story. I didn't sign up for alcoholic.
No, but I'm sure he didn't start drinking when he got with you or whoever else. Mm. So you gotta check the closet before you really commit to these people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Check the closet.
Yeah, you got to do some research.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you said women are nurturers, but I'm starting to think that women are stepping it up when it comes to cheating nowadays.
Oh, women good at it.
Yeah, much better at it. Although I've never cheated before, but I would gather that women are a lot smarter.
Yeah.
Men don't know how to cover their tracks too well.
I don't want to say it like in terms. Well, smarter maybe the right word. I would like to say that back to it, it's arrogance. Like dudes think, all right, I got it, and she's not doing anything, so I'm good. So I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing, and they don't really backtrack and say, okay, well, I need to make sure this is point A, point B. Maybe sure I turn my cell phone off or this, that, and the other.
Right. Yeah,
where were you? Yeah. I was with Steve. Oh, really? I just talked to Steve earlier. Yeah. And he told me that y'all weren't together.
This is how how smart girls are in terms of trying to find a dude who's cheating or maybe cheating. Like, I don't cheat, so I didn't cheat on my ex. But at the same time, I went to, when she wasn't with me, I went to 7-Eleven to get a snack. All right, I was hungry. It was late. I was hungry. 7-Eleven's right down the street from me. All right. So I purchased, I believe it was like a Gatorade or some chips. Came back. Matter of fact, so I had a receipt laying in my house, laying in my apartment. She stayed with me, and like after, you know, certain times, she would stay even when I was out, like at work or whatever. Uh-huh. So went to work. No matter of fact, no, I went to pick up my dad from the airport. I get a call on my phone, like, where were you at 3 o'clock in the morning at 7-Eleven? What were you getting? I'm like, I went to get something to eat at 7-Eleven. She's like, what are you talking about? It said 7-Eleven on the receipt, didn't it? Like, you won't call me when I'm picking up my folks from the airport? Are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
Right.
That's
like,
funny.
And I was like, all right, well, you are a smart one, because if I was really doing dirt, if I was doing dirt, you would have called me. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're
girls
real
are
cheap
clever.
To be buying some Gatorade for a chick from 7-Eleven.
I know, right? Like, I'm not doing it big then.
And he didn't even buy condoms.
Exactly. that's what I'm thinking myself. Like, I'm thinking, like, did I cheat? Did I have rubbers on the on the receipt?
That's another thing. Going back to this whole cheating business, especially when it comes to, you know, dudes and chicks, like, I don't understand why people are so gung-ho about going raw. Like, okay, if you're going to cheat, why are you not protecting yourself?
Right.
Like, you have to deal with the extra consequences of having a child with somebody. So not only did you have sex behind your chick's back or your man's back, You now have a child that's going to be forever in the both of your lives.
Right.
That only belongs to you, and not him or her. So I don't understand why people are so gung-ho, especially with like the nature of STDs, and I don't want my crotch burning for anybody. So I don't understand why people are banging it out raw. Like Ludacris and D-Wade, like, are you serious? You have kids.
Yeah.
It goes back to they just got caught. It's not like it's just that one time. It's they just got caught.
Do men not care about their penises burning or falling off?
I do. I want to live.
Right.
I don't know.
I want to live. I like life.
I love life.
I know. I like breathing. It's pretty cool.
I love breathing too. I love that my crotch doesn't burn. So yeah, I don't understand why, especially these celebrities. You know, when you get on that status, people are throwing it at you left and right.
Right.
I would think they would have golden condoms. Exactly. Or like they could push a button on their shoulder and a condom like automatically gets put on. Like, yes. I would think that it would just be natural. That they would have a contract. They would have like a secretary waiting for the woman at the door, like, all right, here, sign this release form. Here's your condom. Here, you know, they give you like an AIDS test right there. Like, right. I would gather they would do all of that. But they don't
have a sidekick though that does all that though. I'm sure they probably do though.
I don't think so, because do you think they really want to have children now? Do you think they really want to have children with these chicks? Like, seriously?
No, not at all. No, yeah. Not at all. I'm not saying that much, but I know to a certain extent. I'm sure they have like little sidekick dudes. Like, okay, yeah, here's the rubber. Make sure you're safe. Blah blah blah. Everybody has yes men around them. So I can't imagine why D Wade or maybe Ludacris had a yes man near them. Like, all right, dude, this is your rubber and this, that,
because
and
they have yes men. Yes men don't tell you to protect yourself.
LeBron James yes men are cool. They help him out.
Who are his yes men?
His
Michael Jackson's yes men didn't help him. He good and dead.
Yeah, please don't remind me.
Like the yes men, they're the ones they condone it.
Some do and some don't though. It depends. Some do, some don't.
I
LeBron
don't know.
James, the LeBron James yes men are his high school boys, so it's kind of different. That dynamic is different. Yeah. It's a little different. You can talk.
So in the same token that women should be partially responsible for their men cheating, so men should be responsible for their women cheating too? Is that your take on a date, doctor?
I believe so. You know, we can't have a double standard. If I'm not taking care of mama, somebody gonna take care of mama. So you gotta be able to say, hey, I'm taking care of home, but at the same time, you know, it's all back to communication. You know, if you ain't communicating, the guy at work gonna communicate, or the lady at the bar that's pouring your drinks gonna communicate with you when you come in looking sad and wedding ring on, and after hours and you still hanging around, you know, somebody gonna feel that need.
Somebody's gonna feel that need.
Exactly.
But nowadays I think that there's so much more opportunity to cheat, you know, with social media and it's just so many different ways, in my opinion, that people can get cheap, but it's, which makes it so many more ways for people to get caught.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Access is huge. You know, there's so much opportunity because, of course, I could be having a bad day. And, you know, because some people, women joke about having, like, their work husbands and stuff like that. I'm like,
exactly.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to have that conversation with my man about having a work husband, or him coming home saying that he got a work wife. Like,
now that's a form of communication. That's a form of communication.
A form.
I got a work husband, I got a work wife, I'm trying to communicate, you ain't taking care of my needs.
Okay,
I got this play wife or play whoever on the side.
But at the same, they could be saying, well, this is just a person that fulfills that while I'm at work.
Exactly.
Like they look out for me when I'm at work.
But
I'd rather say this is my big brother. Like,
That's why I say it's communication. I'm letting you know that, you know, I'm slipping away emotionally. Now I've been drawn to my work husband or work wife emotionally. So now once we go out to this happy hour might end up somewhere else, which wasn't necessarily planned to be cheating. But once you plant the seed and you start cultivating that side of it, goes back to the relationship being cultivated. Somebody's gonna make it grow.
It breaks my heart, but it happens all the time. It's usually somebody that you're close with at your job or some organization or wherever you volunteer, like wherever you spend most of your time.
Right.
There might be somebody that you could just talk to and pour into, but I just don't get why people aren't pouring into their own relationships, their own spouses. Like, where did that go wrong? Like, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know.
Well, you know, now we're in a society where everything goes. So, you know, we don't let too much of society come into the house. So if we let,
honey, everybody's in the house.
We let the housewives of Atlanta and the Beverly Hills or whoever housewives, and we try to dictate that life. And so now you got a man who say, I ain't marry that person, or I ain't start dating that person. Now you starting to react what you see on TV. So now you got,
and reality TV is not reality. It's not your reality.
No,
ladies.
Exactly. Yeah,
thank you, Evelyn.
That's Nene's reality. That's not your reality. Nene has money. Right. You don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nene has a rich husband. You don't.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind. But we got to go to break. So keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and go to Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So we're talking about cheating on the flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the flow. You just heard music from the internet. The song was Red Balloon. And we're coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com, discussing why do men cheat? You know, why do people cheat? Why do people cheat? We got the date doctor and Wally in the studio. And I just want to know, as society, as society as a whole, have we lost our moral compass? And it seems that way to me. You know, you have all these TV shows that are just promoting bad behavior, and a lot of people are picking up on that bad behavior. Like before we went to break, we were talking about like the housewife shows. Right. We have these Real Housewives of this. We have Basketball Wives. We have Love and Hip Hop, and people that are touting, you know, cheating. Like it's blown up. You know, we have side chicks gaining notoriety and right. fame, and you have guys going on TV. you know, showcasing their side chicks, you know, bringing them to their wives, saying, hey, this is what I want to be with, who I want to be with. I want to be with the both of y'all.
Right.
And you're like, what the hell has happened to marriage and just a relationship in general and loyalty? I don't understand that nowadays. And that's why I'm playing use a hoe, because a lot of hoes out there. It seems to be a lot of hoes out there. And then going like to side chicks too. It's like, have you no shame? Like, it's these chicks nowadays that are just so pressed to let you know, like, hey, I'm sleeping with your man and I don't care what you think.
Right.
Like, I remember, I have to find the blog post or the article about the chick who actually has a baby by D-Wade. Allegedly, this is her writing. Like, she wrote a letter to Gabrielle Union, like, sometime last year. I remember seeing it earlier last year, but it just resurfaced about, you know, the chick was like, yeah, I did your man in your bed, and you need to stop making him these corny gifts and collages that is so old school, and you need to learn how to satisfy him. And I saw your picture of you and Sanaa Lathan on the mantle and blah blah blah. I'm just like, all that, like, you want to go out of your way to tell this woman that you slept with her man, but he's still going home to her. He ain't going home to you.
Right.
You got the child and you still ain't going to get no ring.
Exactly.
It's like, what happened to women having class? What happened to women just having standards? What happened to men having standards? Like, what the hell has happened to society? Anybody want to chime in? Anybody?
We playing a reality role. We watching, as you said, we watching all this stuff on TV where
it's so much poison.
Right, right. So now you got a couple that's in a relationship, but two independent people. When you got two strong-minded independent people, you'll never get anything accomplished. So I think that's the biggest problem in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So you got him, you got her, now you got two different sets of standards, two different ways we want to do things. When we got into a relationship, like I said, we just fell into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We start hanging out, now we man and girl, boyfriend, girlfriend, however mm-hmm. you want to call it. So now we didn't set the rules or set the terms for this relationship. So now when we enter into a problem or a situation, we find somebody else to talk to versus talking to that person, because mm-hmm. we never really got to know that person. Because when you hang out, going out to eat, going out to the movies, and just riding around, hanging at the mall, that ain't mm-hmm. getting to know nobody.
So if we have had a discussion like, okay, you know, we've been hanging around for these 3 months, you know, I really like you, how about, you know what, I don't want to see nobody else, and you do the same.
Right.
We've had that discussion.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We are a defined couple.
Mm-hmm.
There are defined marriages, and people mm-hmm. are still stepping out there.
Right. I just believe, you know, once you, it's, some people take everything at face value, but when it's about sharing your time and sharing your life, and, you know, you got to say, let me see what's in your closet. Share with me what's going on with you. You know, like in my situation, when I got into a relationship, I wasn't looking for a relationship.
Mm.
I was single like almost 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the person I was with, I explained, hey, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I got some loose ends I need to tie up before we actually jump into this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, by the time we get into it, that's when all the problems kick off. But I already told you I had some loose ends I had to tie up.
Okay, so y'all didn't have the talk though? It was just a relationship, and it was just like flat out, we're in a relationship. Y'all didn't have that talk.
No, see, that's where the talk was coming in. Hey, okay. You know,
y'all had to talk. Oh, we got a caller coming in. Hold on, let me see if I can do this without hanging up on the call this time. Caller, you on the air? What's your name? Where you calling from? Oh no, I can't hear. Hold on, say something again.
This is Marlo.
What's up, Marlo? What would you like to contribute to tonight's topic? Why do men cheat? Or should I say, why do people cheat, Marlo?
I wasn't going to go on to why people cheat. I was going to add on to the comment of why people don't get into, I guess, open up to other people. And I've noticed, I've noticed from dating women who've been scorned from previous relationships, they have a wall up and they don't open up to other men.
So it's hard.
They don't open up when they meet people. No, I understand it's mm-hmm. hard, but... but as a man, I don't hold guards up.
Mm-hmm.
I am who I am.
So and how would you suggest that a woman let her guard down?
They shouldn't have their guards up. I mean, if you smell bullshit, then walk away.
Oh, whoa, hello, right. Hello. Where is the bleep button? He said bullsnot, everybody.
He got real.
I mean, seriously. you don't have to put a 20-foot wall up and then have all these rules and regulations of relationship to smell that. If you smell it, walk away.
Sometimes you don't always smell it right away. I know I've been in a situation where I didn't smell it. And it bit me in the butt. That doesn't mean I'm not going to open up and love again, but it's not easy to just be like, you know what? I want to be vulnerable to this person. I'm going to open myself up to allow this person to hurt me if he, you know, I don't want him to hurt me. But
if you do open, if you do open up and it gets to that point, then you just walk away. You got to be strong enough to just walk away.
It's easier said than done, but I hear you. I hear you. That is a huge problem because people are not being vulnerable. But I think it goes both ways, too, because I don't think men are being as vulnerable either.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like I said, it goes both ways. I mean, I know. Actually, men are less likely to open up to women than women are.
That's true. Open up right.
To
a man. So true.
So how do we get these men to open up?
I don't know. It's hard.
It's called.
Marlo. How can we get you to open up?
No, I know. I mean, I open up. I have no problem opening up. I'm just saying I know it's hard because I have homeboys who I know who from personal conversations with them that I know they love the woman that they're with, but. They won't open up to them.
So how can that relationship be successful if they can't open up?
I have no idea. It won't be successful if they don't open up. But I don't know how to make them open up.
Sometimes
it's
just time.
It's gotta be in you, I guess.
I don't know,
sometimes
man.
Just time.
I wish I had the answers. I don't know. What the hell do I know? I'm single. What the hell do I know? Not a damn thing. Well, thank you, Marlo. Appreciate you calling in. Yeah, people are not being vulnerable. That's
true.
Especially men.
Yeah, we're guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. I know that. It's just sometimes it takes time.
It does take time. It's like, how do you break down those walls? And, you know, I don't know. A man's not going to get with you if he's not ready to get with you. But sometimes they will. Like, even if he's not, like, all the way there, he wants to keep you around because he's comfortable with you.
Right.
But he's not going to open up to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he will still go out there and cheat on you and dip out. I don't know.
I wouldn't say cheating on folks, but, you know, that person will take his time in terms of showing that vulnerability, excuse me. So, they may not open up or that relationship may not flourish at that time, but it takes time. Like I said, it takes time. I know for myself and my situation, it took me a while to even start even thinking about opening up to anybody because I just, you know, I just didn't trust anybody. DTA.
You can't even get a man to say I love you. You're like, hey, baby, I love you. You all right?
You all right? Exactly. You okay?
You cool.
You cool.
You cool.
Yeah, you cool.
I wish I had that clip from Seinfeld to play when George Costanza told the chick that he loved her. And she was like,
I'm
hungry. Let's go get something to eat.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she was deaf from the other ear, right?
Right, supposedly.
Like that, supposedly.
And then he told her again, I love you. Oh, she was like, I know, George.
I know.
No, nobody wants to leave that matzo ball out there. Nobody. But back to cheating, you know, do you think that men are hardwired to be faithful? You know, because I read all the time a guy say, well, I don't think men are, you know, we're not born to be faithful. We're supposed to sleep around. But that's our nature as a man, that we are supposed to conquer as many women as possible. So it's we should not be, you know, have one woman. You know, Solomon had many wives, and so should I.
If you believe in marriage, then you're going against it right there.
What about swingers?
Going against it. You believe in marriage, you're going against it.
Well, people believe in marriage, but they believe in certain kinds of marriages. Some people believe in open marriages. Ask Monique.
I'm just saying, if you believe in the sanctity of marriage, then you're going against it. That's how I look at it. I mean, it's meant to be one person for the rest of your life. It's meant to be that way, supposedly.
One person for the rest of your life.
Hey,
do you think you can sleep with one person for the rest of your life?
If I say I do, yes, I can. If I say I do, I have it, so I don't have to.
Right.
That's how I look at it. If I decide to buy a ring, have the nice little show and everything, and I say I do, then that means I do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm making a promise to you and God that it's me and you.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how it is. I'm making a promise to you. I took the investment. I took the respect. I took the love and passion enough to say I want you to be my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have that, if I put myself out there, then I have all I have. I have to oblige by it and say, okay, you're with
you
me.
You have to until you get in that situation. You're like, damn, she done gained 40 pounds. She won't do nothing.
Are we
nothing.
Going to the gym?
No, she don't want to go to the gym.
Oh, we're shooting in the gym.
She's like, I'm not going to the gym.
Oh, we in the gym.
I'm going to eat these ham hocks in the bed. Oh, I'm going to wear granny panties. Oh, I'm going to wear bonnets.
Hey, she can do that all she wants. We going to the gym.
And she's not going with you to that gym.
We're throwing that food away and we working out.
Right.
We working
you
out
you say that now, but it's a lot of people in situations. And she's like, I'm not having sex with you. I've talked to people who are in sexless relationships, sexless marriages, and they are dipping out on their spouses.
Well,
they signed up. They believed in marriage. Right. They believed in that whole sanctity of marriage till they stopped getting sex.
All you guys,
till they came home to all these attitudes, or you know, till they came home and their spouse was hardly ever there, or their spouse was always at work.
Well, do your due diligence and know who's gonna be your partner for the rest of your life.
But you never know.
Right.
You don't always know.
I mean, do your due diligence.
You get married to somebody, you find out 15, 20 years later that he's a homosexual.
Okay? I trust me, okay? I don't need all this back talk. I trust me.
You trust you.
Dang. All difficult. I trust me.
I'm just throwing out the scenario. I'm just throwing it out there. It happens. Well, just in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network. And we are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check us out. You can also download the TuneIn app. That's TuneIn. It's all one word, T-U-N-E-I-N. Download the TuneIn app. Search for The Flow. And we are the very first station on the list. Save us to your favorites. That way, you can just go on and listen to us every Sunday. And also check out some of the other great programming that we have here on The Flow, like Kiva Diva Show. Awesome music. Awesome show. Yes. Check her out. She comes on Sunday nights, right before my show.
Yes.
Well, actually, she's 6 to 8, but yes, check out Kiva Diva. But, second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. Cheating. Lord Jesus, what can I say about cheating? It definitely breaks my heart when you know, having to talk about cheating. But it seems like it's so rampant nowadays. Like, nobody wants to be faithful. That's probably why I'm scared to get in a relationship. I'm going to just be honest with you. That's probably why I'm scared to get married. Because I don't want to get into a marriage and I'm not having sex. I need mine. I need to get my back banged up regularly. Sorry, I sound so crass right now. But, let's see. But when it comes to cheating, you know, one of the things that always blows my mind is that people seem to think that the grass is greener on the other side. And one of the things that we've been talking about today, and that I always talk about, is cultivation. The date doctor talked about it. And people don't seem to cultivate their own lawn. It's like, water your own damn lawn. Water your own damn grass. Like, cultivation is key. And when it comes to these side chicks and these side dudes and side relationships, of course, he or she is not going to tell you how great their spouse is. They're going to give you the worst case scenario. She's the worst. She doesn't do this. She doesn't do that. Or he doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. It's not necessarily true. They could have a wonderful spouse. They just don't appreciate that spouse. So don't think that what they're saying to you is take it with a grain of salt, because I think half the stuff is not even true when it comes to people bad mouthing their spouses and all that other BS. You can ask my ex-boyfriend about that, because I remember when he was saying all these things about me. Well, I found out about it, but you know, that came to bite him in the ass in the long run, because he tried to come crawling back like, I then, you know, at that time I couldn't appreciate how good you were to me and blah 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 blah, and I missed your cooking and yeah whatever. So take the time to cultivate your own lawn. And the other thing is, you know, when people are cheating, they are presenting their best self to that other person. The same self that they should be presenting to their spouses, they are presenting to somebody else, which makes no sense. Of course, it's like she's in love with him because he's taking her out to all these fancy restaurants, all these fancy plays, meaning the side chick is in love with him, not his wife. That's the same energy that he should be putting into his wife, but he's putting it into you. You don't have to deal with the fact that he pisses on the toilet seat, that he doesn't pick the kids up on time, that he's not helping them with their homework, he doesn't help with dinner, he doesn't help with anything around the house, he's not paying bills in this house, he doesn't come home on time. So you don't have to deal with all the bad stuff that this woman has had, his wife has dealt with for 10, 15, 20 years, because he's coming to you all suited and booted, because she ironed that shirt that he's wearing, she ironed that suit, she bought that suit. So you don't know all the backstory. So in case you were dating somebody that has somebody else, you might want to pay attention to what's going on in his actual life. actually, you need to get the hell out of his life because you don't belong there. But, you know, be careful what you wish for, because you might want to be that main chick. But once you become that main chick, your role is going to be filled soon. The side chick role will be open and somebody else will fill your place. So keep that in mind. So fellas and ladies, you know, instead of cheating, just present your best self to your spouse. Start dating your spouse again. Cultivate your relationship. Start dating again. That is so important. Just say I love you. Do those things that you did to get that person. That will help you keep that person. That's what I would think. I know we can become complacent, but try not to do that in your relationships. You know, try to make things new. Have sex often, even when you're mad. I think that would help y'all get closer because, hey, one, you know what? I'm just going to leave that comment alone because that's a little too inappropriate for the air. But get to the root of whatever that issue is in your relationship. You know, take the time to nurture your relationships. And like I said, get to the root of the issue before it turns into resentment. Ladies, I know we have make it a habit of holding things in and not saying what we mean or addressing the issues when they need to be addressed. Don't wait till 5 weeks later to say that you didn't like what he said to you 5 weeks ago. Address it at that time, or address it when you have a cool head, before it turns into resentment and poison within you, and then you're angry, and then you're not talking, and then you're throwing stuff, and then you're cursing at him, or, you know, the whole shebang. I don't know, but I'm rambling. So, Date Doctor, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I just believe, you know, like you said, you gotta cultivate it. You know, if you're not cultivating it, you know, they're gonna get that nourishment from somewhere. Somebody's gonna plant the seed. Somebody gonna water the seed. And if it's not you, it's gonna grow exactly where it was planted or exactly where it was watered.
I'm all for it. Communication. That's the key.
Right.
I think when we summarize discussion right now, it's all about communication. If you got an issue with your marriage or relationship, it gets to a point where you feel you have to venture out, then you need to go back and talk to your spouse and say, okay, well, we need to talk about what's going on within our relationship and see how we can make it better and make
right.
it fresh and
right.
make it new. So it's all about communication. If it's to a point where you feel that you have to cheat, go back and talk. There's nothing wrong with talking. All right. It's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with saying, okay, honey, sweetheart, babe, we're in a situation where we need to do something to make sure this thing works and can grow and can get better. Right now we're stagnant or we're going back, we're going down. So let's try to make it better.
And if you have a problem with communication, I highly recommend getting some help. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to a counselor, therapy, you know, to hash out these issues. Because especially if you're married, I would hope that you're in it for the long haul. You know, you took those vows before God. So do what you have to do to save your relationship. And I know it takes a lot of energy, but relationships have their ebbs and flows. And, you know, it comes with the territory. Nobody's relationship is perfect. So invest that time and invest that money. Shoot, don't invest in a side chick. Or a side baby, invest into your husband or your wife, and go to counseling, get that therapy that you need. And if you know your spouse is difficult to talk to, maybe you should write them a letter. If you can't talk without, you know, yelling and screaming, write them a letter and get everything out without, you know, calling names and what have you. But hopefully, it won't even get to that point with that you can't even look at the person or talk to the person. Just have those conversations before it gets too late.
Yeah, a friend of mine on Facebook named Rodney Maltz listened to the discussion, said married over 23 years, kids 21, 20, 16, 5, and 4.
Hello. He's been busy.
Yeah, and I hit him as much as I possibly can. Got married. She was 99 pounds. I was 160. We are huge now, and I still enjoy hitting it. Married, not marriage is not perfect, but women are crazy. Don't want to deal with two, so I work it out with the one I know. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
Yes, thank you, Coach. And keep hitting that.
Right.
Keep hitting it and hitting it right. I got another message for Marlo. He said, another note, ladies, don't let your girlfriend's crappy relationships influence your relationship.
Right.
Exactly. That is so true. That is so true. And don't let this stuff on TV influence your relationship too.
Exactly.
Like this, you are not hip hop. You are not a celebrity. And even though they are celebrities, they should not be conducting themselves like that either. So don't let the smooth taste fool you.
And not just celebrities too, in society. Don't let society dictate, okay, what's a good person? What a relationship supposed to be. You may hear your boys or your females talk about, all right, man, yeah, I'm about to get this. You know what I mean? I might have this. I may be much younger, but I got this. Right. And I'm trying to get this. Just because you're hearing this conversation with a group of your friends, don't let that dictate. Don't let that influence you to, in terms of being that type of person. Yeah, if you're somebody
be
else,
be mindful of the company that you keep.
That's true.
And also be mindful of the conversation that you're having about your spouse to other people. Be mindful of that cute chick or that cute dude that you're talking to. They don't need to be in your business. Exactly. If it's a conversation that you cannot have in the presence of your spouse, then you might not want to be having it at all.
Exactly.
So keep that in mind. You know, you wanna save your relationship. You know, save all that for your relationship. You know, you see somebody that's cute, of course it's gonna be somebody that's cuter and more handsome, but hey, if you're gonna get it in with your man and just fantasize as maybe it's that cute dude. But I mean, that's all I can say about that. I don't know. But just be mindful of how you are conducting yourselves, and please don't put it out on Facebook and Instagram. And I have seen it. My husband is so stupid. And I was like, speak life into your relationships. I know I'm guilty of it. No, you know, not speaking life into my relationship. So
yeah, I got that.
I can definitely, you know, that's just not the bomb. So, you know, going back to celebrities and cheating, do celebrities get a free pass to cheat?
Yeah. People that know me know that I always call them high price hoes.
Mm.
Look at the Kim Kardashians of the world.
Is Kim Kardashian a hoe though?
Reggie Bush, Ray J.
But how does that make her a hoe? Well, haven't you had more than two girlfriends?
But it hasn't been where today I'm divorcing Chris Humphries, tomorrow I'm in love with Kanye West.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing
ever. So when you got issues like that going on, and she gets a pass because she's a celebrity, but if the neighborhood girl did it, she's ratchet, she's a hoe.
Oh, yeah,
so that's why I call them high price hoes, high prices. you know, they can get the pass with it because of their celebrity status, but if Sharkeisha did it around the neighborhood, she's no good.
But would she get a pass to you? Forget the society. Would she get a pass to you, though?
No pass whatsoever.
Yeah.
So if I'm, you know, if I go to a Wizards game like I did a few weeks ago, and one of the players comes up to me and is like, "Hey, I like you. You're very cute. How about we go out sometime? We go on a date. We hit it off." And, you know, we start dating after a while, we decide that we're going to be exclusive. Should I expect that he's not going to be faithful to me if we decide that we're going to be in a relationship? Should I expect that he is going to cheat and sleep around?
Yeah.
Because that's real.
I think you should say, how many more years you got before you retire? Come see me when you retire.
Does retirement really make a difference?
To some. You know, yeah, you're no longer on that status.
Yeah, Magic Johnson isn't cheating on Cookie anymore.
Exactly.
Nobody is chasing Magic Johnson, my man. But Michael Jordan, you know.
Well, he's divorced now.
He's remarried though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so I'm certain that people are still throwing it at him. So should it be expected that he is not going to be faithful?
I think when you get involved with a celebrity or a person that's in the public eye and that's filthy rich like them, you know it's in the cards. But you got to do your part to say, you know what, we're going to fight through this. I think I put a posting on the page, was it yesterday or day before, about the article I read about Dave Hollister. You know, I read it, I think it was in the Ebony. He said every time he got off stage, he talked to his wife till they both fell asleep. You know, he got in the limo, we still talking. You know, I get to the hotel, we still talking. He was like, I don't want her to think I'm out here cheating with people, laying with these groupies or whatever. So,
and that's a good thing. That's an important thing for fellas and ladies to do. It's like, make your partner feel comfortable.
Right.
You know, especially if you have that level, like if you have some type of job where you're not going to be around as often as a person would like.
Exactly.
You know, I think that's admirable that he would take that approach to make certain that he was calling and checking in and just having that conversation with her.
Right.
Because a lot of people aren't doing that.
After a certain time, I think we start taking each other for granted.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
and it happens all the time. It's any type of relationship, whether it's romantic or personal, whatever. Yeah,
it's like getting hit in the eye and getting the patch over it for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, you see things different.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's sort of how we do relationships. Oh, I've been with her for so long. I've been with him for so long. You know, I'm just me. But that wasn't the me that I fell in love with, or I started hanging with, or started chilling with. So, you know, we take those people for granted. You know, it just goes back to the garden. If I walk by every day and I see my roses are budding, you know, I may say, oh, I ain't gonna water them today. I'm not gonna check the soil. I'm gonna just keep on going. One day the rose bush gonna die. And you know, we've been looking at it, it look alive, but it's dying. And it's just like our relationships. You know,
that's why I said, water your own damn lawn.
Exactly.
The grass is not always greener on the other side. Right, the grass is greener where you water it.
Exactly.
So water your own damn lawn and pay attention to what's going on in your relationships. And stop trying to dip out there and get with the next dude or the next chick.
Right.
When you got somebody at home. If you don't want to be with that person, tell them bye. Say, exactly. Hey, you know what? This is not going to work for me. I don't see a future with us. I'm not happy. Let it go. Let it be.
Kick rocks.
Yes. Right. Don't say that now. Don't be rude about it. Don't say kick rocks. But you know what I'm saying.
I know.
So, well, we got to go to commercial. Keep in mind, you can give us a call. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also go to our website, thisdateisover.com. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're beautiful, you brighten up my day. And when your skin touches mine, I get goosebumps right away. Attention.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Continuing on with the tonight's theme, I guess. I said I was going to feature the group The Internet for the first hour, but I think I'm going to just continue on because I'm just jamming.
There you go again.
What I do?
It's an African thing. I'm telling you. She don't like my mic. Mr. Reed does not like
it. Did I introduce you? I was still having my moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now.
But yes, the group was called The Internet. That song was You Don't Even Know. That's off their Feel Good album. I think we're just continue the whole show with that CD because I love it. But as you were saying, Nigerian Prince.
I'll plead the fifth.
That was Wally, by the way, because I didn't have his mic when he was talking. I wasn't ready for him yet.
So it's okay. It's okay, Miss Marie. I'm sorry.
Well, we have Wally in the studio from the urban sports scene.
Hello, swell people.
And we also got the date doctor.
Hello.
And we're talking about, you know, tonight's topic is why do men cheat? And I think people cheat for two reasons. Either they are unfulfilled in their relationship or just greed.
To greed?
Yeah.
Explain.
Selfishness or greed. Okay. You know, they just got to have more. Like, yeah. No one person is enough.
That's factual.
But I want to go into Facebook, see what you guys were saying. You know, I've asked the question, why do men cheat? Already, Andrew said people cheat because they feel something is missing or lacking in their relationship, be it they don't feel respected or appreciated or another disconnect, to where the opportunity to feed the ego is extremely accessible. These may be reasons why some people, both men and women, do so.
Mm-hmm. That's deep.
It is deep. Steven said women cheat 10 times more than men ever will.
They don't get caught. Right. Good job.
Akeem said, "We are stupid." That pretty much sums it up, Akeem. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. William said, "No correct answer. Way too many variables in this equation." Tim said, "That's a loaded question. That's like saying, why are you a criminal? I mean, you as in any human being on this planet. Really? People know why they cheat. I remember I asked my ex-boyfriend that because, you know, we were supposed to be getting married and blah, blah, blah. And we've been together for like 3.5 years. And I found out that he had, well, I only found out about 2, but I'm certain he had more chicks on the side. He had this one chick that you know, I talked to her. She claimed that they were together for 1 year. I was like, well, damn, we got something in common. I said, we've been together, you know, he and I've been together for 3 years. But, I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I understand.
But I asked him, you know, just like straight up, like, why did you do what you did? You know, because I was just all torn up about that. I was really, really hurt. And he just said, I was stupid. That's not a reason why you cheat, because I was stupid. Like, people don't say I robbed the bank because I was stupid. They say I robbed that bank because I wanted some money.
Yeah.
So I was like, why did you do what you did? And he would not answer the question. And to this day, he still doesn't answer the question.
So, and I was talking to somebody, I think it was yesterday, and I said, when you want to ask a question, ask yourself the question first and mm-hmm. say, if I get this answer, how am I going to react? What am I going to do with it? If I get that answer, how am I going to react and what am I going to do with mm-hmm. it? So, in a situation where a man, since I'm a man, I'm going to speak for a man, has cheated, it's no right answer we can give a woman.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's best just to say nothing or I was stupid, because no answer is going to be sufficient.
I would rather you say, you know what, you did X, Y, and Z, and I was lacking in X, Y, and Z, because at the end of the day, it's in, you know, room for improvement. Granted, I'm not had no intentions of getting back with him, but right. I don't want to repeat that same mistake moving forward into another relationship.
Right.
Like, maybe I burnt the ribs. You know, maybe I burnt the eggs. I don't know. What was it
burnt
that
the ribs
really
and the eggs like are going to make somebody cheat?
Right.
I'm just giving a
hey,
random
you gave
scenario.
Me some eggs.
Like,
I'm stepping
really,
off.
I really don't like the way that, I mean, people break up for petty reasons. Like, I don't like the way that you left the butter in the jelly. Like, you know, just tell me, what is it that you felt that was lacking in our relationship that caused you to step out? And I have never been able to get that answer from him.
Sometimes it's not a reason. You know, sometimes, some men I don't think plan to cheat.
Oh, I think he planned.
It. That's why I said
he
some
had a
men.
Full blown relationship, yeah. Honey. They were going on vacation together. Right after we went on vacation, they went on vacation.
Yeah, that
was
that's
planned.
A different one. Yeah, that's a different boat right there. Yeah, you know, I just think some men just don't necessarily plan to cheat. So when you finally get caught or get confronted, no answer is good enough.
Basically, right. You're scared.
Right.
You're scared. You know, like why'd you cheat?
But no, I mean, I asked him this like 3 years later, two, 3 years later. So I'm just like, okay, we have no ties. We're not getting together. Like, just
you go back.
Tell me.
Your mind goes back to relationship status. Like, I don't know how to answer. It's still fair. It's like, okay. It's fair though. It's like, you get that question. You're like, if I tell her the truth, she might really be mad.
Right.
So you're like, okay. Yeah, I'll just say I was stupid. That sounds good.
Right.
Because you're basically being negative upon yourself.
Exactly.
So you're like admitting, like, so you're admitting some negativity towards yourself. So you're looking like, okay, I'm safe. If I say I'm stupid, I'm safe.
Right.
If I tell her what I really feel, she may want to throw something aside my head. So it goes, in my opinion, that's the way I think. Just a safe answer for you, for that, for him.
Exactly.
So I guess I'll forever be scratching my head, huh?
Yeah, real talk. Right. You will.
Like, why did we? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why we get on your situation. I have no idea.
Because it's relative.
It is relative. I don't want to talk about like what vacation time. There's too much going on.
Like, well, I'm not gonna like leave out of here and slip my wrist. Like, I think I'll be okay. You know, I have my therapy for that situation. Okay, okay. I cried enough tears about that. But anyways, going back to Facebook, you know, I asked, do men and women cheat for different reasons? And Rick said selfishness. He said, nope, selfishness is at the root of all cheating. Craig said, most of the time, yeah. Sean said, women need to be satisfied emotionally. Men need to be satisfied sexually. Just keeping it real. Dr. Jenkins, he said, no justifications for cheating, but men and women cheat for different reasons. Some women cheat because they are unhappy emotionally and something is missing from the relationship. Most men will cheat because of lust, sometimes out of lust, but even if the woman is doing everything. The difference is that when that woman does it out of lack, she is really seeking all she is missing and emotionally vacates the relationship, whereas the dude just wants to be physical with that person and will go back to his mate, emotions intact. Again, no justification. Yeah, so men can like sleep around with anybody and not faze them. They have like no emotional attachment. Like, once the skeet is out, it's just like, all right,
I'll go to sleep.
You can get out of my house and out of my life, and they will have no, they can blink and not even care.
You're talking about just they're cheating in general, or
just
about
in general? Like, men can sleep with a chick and not even care. Like, they will have zero emotional attachment. And that's what I say with cheating. Like, men, they cheat out of lust. You know, they want to have that sexual need fulfilled, so they don't really have that emotional attachment to that other person that they're cheating with.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that. I'm not even going to argue that. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I mean, but that's for both parties, though. If a girl wants to get her rocks off, yeah, wouldn't she do? I mean, will she really be invested in terms of emotionally all the time?
I think women get more emotionally invested than men do. I'm not saying all the time. All
right.
But so I think some women get emotionally invested, you know, especially when it's sexual.
But they like somebody. Yeah, of course they're going to be emotionally
I don't think we would have sex with somebody if we don't like them.
Like, I mean, you may be sexually attracted. You can be sexually attracted to somebody when you have sex, but not really like them.
But women and men are different. Like, you know, giving up the sex, we have more emotional ties than men do when it comes to the boom boom region.
I've heard females who have sex with an individual they don't can't stand. Cause maybe the first time the individual, you know, when you hit it right, and they had a conversation and they started talking more. He's like, this dude is annoying. But he hit it right, so I'm gonna give him another time. I'm gonna give him another chance. Right. So that's all I'm saying. So you can just have sex to get your rocks off, and that's about it. Right. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I know. Point, I mean, a friend of mine was able to do that and have relations with a guy with like zero emotional attachment whatsoever. But question. Well, actually, we're about to go to break, but I want to know. Just ponder on this: is it easier for a man or a woman to forgive cheating? So don't answer it now. Just think about it. Is it easier for a woman or a man to forgive a cheater? Inquiring minds want to know. So give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at Date Is Over. You can also hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow. That's on rocktheflow.com. And don't forget, you can download the TuneIn app and look for The Flow, and we're the first station that comes on the list. Add us to your favorites so you can tune into This Date Is Over Radio on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right back.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Just heard music from the internet. Yes, we've been playing them all night. The song was Shadow Dance. I told y'all I love that album, right? I told y'all that, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, only like 25 times.
A bunch of times.
I know, right?
Yes.
In the studio, we got the date doctor.
Hello, people.
And we got Wally.
Hello. How you doing there?
Oh, my gosh. But talk about cheaters. Why do men cheat? Why do people cheat? And I asked the question before we went to break. Is it easier for a man or a woman to forgive a cheater?
I think it's easier for a female to forgive a man than a man to forgive a female. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I think that, I think just, you know, from what, you know, I can only gain from it, and if anything, dudes are prideful. Mm-hmm. All right, so if their female is cheating, they're looking
at their female,
their wife, their significant other, whatever.
Female.
Hey,
I always feel some kind of way when a guy says female.
Let me change
it's just
up.
Me. Can't you say woman?
Their woman is cheating. It's cheating. It's the point where, okay, it's like, how dare you type thing. And they feel like that should never happen. And they're not really willing to kind of work on it or work on the relationship. As if for a lady, it's more like maybe, like you said, it's more, I guess it may be more emotionally attached to their spouse or whatever. But it's to a point where you see it 9 times out of 10. You see a woman more willing to try to work through the problems and whatnot. That's my opinion.
I think more so it has to do with the timing of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm your man and you've been dogging me out and telling me to get out the house, don't come back and all of that, and I happen to go out on one of those nights and don't come back, then, you know, we got to be able to say, I'm not looking for a pass, but I'm looking for, hey, either we're going to work this out or we're not. You know, you're not going to keep telling me to get out, don't come back. So, in the female, you might look at it, you know.
Female.
Or the See, woman.
I'm not the only one.
Or
I wasn't the one there, was I?
No.
Or the woman, you know, she might say, you know what, my mother was sick and you do this to me. So, I think the level of it is intensified depending on the timing of it.
The timing? So, is it easier for a woman to forgive or a man to forgive? You said it's based on timing?
I think it's a...
If she's telling me to get out, I'm confused.
I think it's a 50-50 thing. You know, you can't tell me... Like Dwayne Wade's statement. Hey, we wasn't together that week.
Lies.
You know,
yeah, we weren't together that week because she was working.
Right,
well, she was working on a film, so I slept with somebody else.
D-Way said that.
Yeah, we took a break that week or that month or that time.
We took a break for like 2 hours, man.
So you know, it's all looking at the, you know, it's always three sides to the story.
Oh,
her
yeah.
side, my side, and what the truth of the story is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier for a woman to forgive. I'm not saying that men can't forgive, but I think that most men will not forgive a woman who has cheated on him.
I wouldn't.
And granted, there have been times when a man has forgiven a woman, but I think because it's a woman's nature to nurture, I think she would be more inclined to forgive, even though some wouldn't either. But everybody's different. Like, relationships are different. You know, once you get into that relationship and you are tied to that person emotionally, and you're that invested, some people will, you know, try to do whatever it takes to work it out, man or woman. But I think, like I said, I think a woman is more inclined to forgive than a man. Let me go on Instagram, because I asked a question on Instagram. Everybody, women, it says, a woman. Women are way more forgiving. Women for sure. A man can't fathom the idea of their lady with another. Absolutely women. A woman, most definitely. But if you get caught, might as well move on, because one way or another, it will not be forgotten. It will come back around. Mm-hmm. Women. But remember, she will forgive, but she ain't forgetting. Men are egos. Okay. Men are egos. He meant to say our. He said our. Okay. Men, our egos won't let us get past that in most times. Okay. Everybody says women.
Yeah. So women. If you bring it up once a week, is that forgiveness?
No.
Not really. Nah.
But at the same time, if you are not, I mean, she's, I don't know if that's forgiving or that's just letting you come back and work your way up to be forgiven. Because it's hard for her to not bring that up to you, especially when you aren't, you know, her heart is not protected. As a man, you're supposed to protect and provide. And if you're not protecting me, then unfortunately, I might have to bring it up every week till I feel like you're protecting my heart. I don't think that's maybe the right approach, but I think men, especially when it comes to cheating, and if you're going to actually get back with that person, you have to do whatever it takes. You have to be completely transparent with that woman in order for her to forgive you, so that she's not bringing it up every week. And even if she is, you're going to have to deal with that, because that's what you caused. That was your fault. You put that pain in that vajayjay. That was not your woman's.
So, well, go ahead.
You have to deal with that, those consequences. If it's her bringing it up every week, so be it.
That's not forgiveness.
Who said it was forgiveness? You going up, you trying to get to forgiveness. Nobody just forgives overnight. You're not going to punch me in my face and then I'm going to just forgive you tomorrow. You're going to have to do things like go to counseling. I'm going to have to whoop your ass. I don't know. I might have to shoot you. I don't know. But you're going to have to do some things so that if forgiveness can be granted your way. It's like, you're not going to just be automatically just given mercy when you're cheating, when you've been cheated on. Like, come on now. That's just not going to happen. What were you going
to
say, Wally?
No, I just played devil's advocate. To a point where if you can't get to a level of forgiveness in that regard, why even forgive the individual? Why even put yourself right back in that situation? That's right. That's the only thing I dislike about that argument, because, you know, there's many situations, you know, somebody says, okay, I'm going to take you back, but then they're going to always, like, hover it over your head like you cheated on me, you cheated on me. That's not even a positive relationship in its own right. I get you. You're right. You have to build. You have to build it to a point where, because you did the dirt, so you have to build the trust back to a level where it can be back to that flourishable relationship. But at the same time, if you're gonna keep bringing it over someone's head, it's not gonna really work out, in my opinion. That's how I look, and that doesn't even have to result for cheating. That can be any situation in a relationship,
right?
Because I've been
and
part
I hear
of that
you.
Too, and that's
but
the most
I've been in that
thing.
Situation, like. When the situation went down with my ex, we didn't break up right away. I told him to get the F out, but it was hard for me to let go of that relationship.
Of course.
But whenever he would act in a way that was a red flag for me, like, you didn't call me back when you said you was going to call me back, I'm like, okay, what are you doing? So I'm automatically questioning what it is that you're doing because of what you did to me
before
2 months ago. So he wasn't doing his job or his part to be transparent enough so that I could actually feel comfortable that he was doing the right thing by me. So I was like, man, F you and the hell with you. Because I didn't feel secure. You broke everything that was supposed to be sacred between us. So I understand people bringing it up. I don't think it's necessary to bring it up all the time, but I think men especially have to be more understanding that this person does not feel comfortable and they do not feel safe with you. Oh, what in the world? I don't even know this number, but we shall see. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Coach out of Dallas.
Who?
Coach.
Coach. Who you calling me out
of? What's going on, Coach?
Doing all right.
He's from Texas.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I'm from Dallas. Oh, no, I had a call about the cheating thing. I'm sorry. You know, kids don't want to sleep and y'all drive me crazy. Look, when you go out there and you go do your thing and you stupid enough to get busted, you're on her time. I mean,
exactly.
Forgiveness don't mean forgetting that they're going to forget. So if you love her, you just have to put up with it. It could take you 10 years. It could take you 2 days. It all depends on her timetable and what she wants you to do. Because you put yourself in that situation. So I tell my daughters all the time, that's just the way I feel about it. You know, if you don't love her, you need to go on bail if you don't want to hear it every day.
That's right, Coach.
If you love her, you'll put up with it. I mean, you don't have no choice. Nobody told you to go tap that.
You damn right.
It was good enough to hit, and you decide to stay with number one. It's good enough to put up with the heck you're going to have to put up with. That's just the way I feel about it.
Right. I could not agree more. I could not agree more with you, Coach. Thank you for calling, because, like I said, you know, you were the one who committed the crime. So why should I have to deal with this? Like, you know, if you have to. I mean, that's part of your punishment.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. That's why I tell my son, you never put your situation in somebody else's hands. You don't go out and do something, steal, whatever, and put your life judgment in somebody else's hand and have to deal with them to make amends. You don't want to do that. And it's the same thing. You go out there and tap something else, your judgment in her hands, unless you leave. That's just the way it is.
Or she kicks you out. So.
Well, you ain't going nowhere. That ain't happening.
Yeah, because Viv is special.
I'm not talking about his lady. I'm talking about.
Oh, because all about the second.
No, I'm not saying she's going to kick him out.
Oh,
I'm just talking about a man who cheats on his wife. Coach, he got it going on.
Come on, I say, Coach is
doing the damn thing.
Coach,
okay.
Let No, Vivian crazy. You asked for death wish. No.
Yeah, that's the other thing guys need to worry about. Like, go ahead and cheat if you want to. Guys and ladies, go ahead and cheat if you want to. Because matters of the heart is something else. You might not wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You might not. But we got to go to commercial. But Coach, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Coach.
So you guys keep it right here on the flow. We're going to go to break. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover. And also you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. That was music from, you guessed it, the internet. The song was Tell 'Em. Decided to feature their album on the entire show tonight. Pay tribute to some good music. Hope you enjoyed it. But before we get out of here, because time is definitely winding down, please make certain you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and your relationship tidbits, and we got all kinds of different sections on the website. Just check it out. That's thisdateisover.com. Also, make sure you join us on the Party Bus. That's the Be My Valentine Party Bus Tour. You're going to have a good time. We're going to have some shots, complimentary shots on the bus. Yes, yes, indeed. Some shots on the bus. You can bring your own liquor. And there is a pole on the bus. So I will be flexing, all the stuff that I learned in my pole dancing class. Actually, I will do no such thing. that was a lie. I haven't been to a pole dancing class in years. So I will probably split my pants and hurt my back and break my hip. So, but yeah, there will be a pole on the bus. We're going to have a good time. We're going to go to 3 spots in D.C. So if you're in the D.C. metropolitan area, make sure you get your tickets. Or if you're going to be in the area on February 15th, that's a Saturday, single, in a relationship, whatever, come on out. We're going to have some fun. Some good people. Purchase your tickets at bemineparteybus.eventbrite.com. The link is posted on thisdateisover.com. So just go there. Go to thisdateisover.com. Click on the link. Buy your tickets. Space is limited. So get it now before it's too late. Don't want you to miss the bus, literally. Literally, you do not want to miss the bus, because we're going to party on the bus and as soon as we get off the bus to our 3 stops.
Yes.
So go to thisdateisover.com, click on the link to get your tickets. Don't delay. But also make sure you check us out next Sunday, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can download the TuneIn app to your mobile device. Search for The Flow, and we are the very first station that's on the list. Save us to your favorites. But as we're wrapping up, we're talking about cheaters. Why do men cheat? Why do people cheat? And I want to give a word from the good doctor. The good doctor, this is about healing. I asked, can a relationship recover after cheating? And friend of the show, Dr. Quincy Gray, he said, if a couple doesn't have a strong foundation built on friendship, forgiveness and communication, the recovering is going to be a lot more challenging. Couples have to be able to talk or communicate about what happened, not just about the facts though, but about the feelings. And it goes beyond the hurt and anger that may be there. The betrayal has to be addressed, as does the reasons why someone chose to or may have felt driven to cheat. And those are not easy conversations to have, nor are they conversations that will only happen once. Every time the one who was cheated on has their anxieties raised, the one who cheated has to be willing to face the feelings of the other. This doesn't mean that they should be regularly flogged, because they need to be able to work and move on too. But the trust has to be rebuilt, and that only happens with time, effort, and energy. One more quick thing. There's a difference between a one-shot deal and repeated occurrences. And that has to be factored into the decision about whether to try and rebuild the relationship or to move on to something healthier. Obviously, this is a much deeper conversation to have, but this is where it starts. Thank you, good doctor, Quincy Gray.
He's awesome.
Howard University. Check him out. Need somebody to talk to? Check out your health insurance. It's part of cover. Check it out. Search for Dr. Quincy Gray. He can help you out. But yeah.
Great guy.
Yes. So cheating, we're about to wrap this thing up, but keep in mind, if you're going to cheat on somebody, be prepared to take, to suffer those consequences. Also, be prepared to see that person crumble, depending on the status of your relationship. If you've been with somebody for years and you know that person is head over heels in love with you, you might want to reconsider. Break up with that person first. Granted, a breakup is going to be painful, but I would much rather you just, cut ties with me before, cheating on me. But like I said, we have to get out of here. So I'm going to pass the floor to you, the date doctor. Any final words?
Yeah, my number one statement, you got to cultivate the garden. It's not going to grow if you don't put any fertilizer in it. You don't till the ground. It might get hard in some areas. You got to get out there and work it. Put your overalls on, pull your sleeves up, mm-hmm. and work. You got to put the fight back in the relationship.
Yes, and fight for your relationship.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
Okay. I'll say this much. Make it real short and sweet. Fellas, if you wouldn't want your mom being cheated on, just think about that. All right?
Your mom or your sister.
If you wouldn't want your mom or sister being cheated on, don't put your female in that situation.
Your woman
in that situation. All right.
Yes.
You wouldn't want your mom being hurt, because most fellas love their mothers. So you wouldn't want your mother being hurt. So don't do it to your woman.
I mean, unless you want to see that person hurt. Although I would hope that you wouldn't. It's just like, you know, think about the ramifications. You know, think about this person's heart. You know, they are vulnerable to you. They're trusting you to protect their heart. So be mindful of that. And unfortunately, in situations, you know, matters of the heart, people get killed. There's a show called Snaps for a reason.
I know. That show scares the bejesus out of me.
Right. You know, people look at what was the football player's name that got killed?
Oh, it's Steve McNair.
Yeah, Steve McNair. Yeah. It was like, it's a lot of cases like that, you know. That stuff like that happens all the time, so you might want to be extremely careful, especially nowadays with matters of the heart, because you know people will snap. And like I said, it's a show called Snap for a reason. So please, folks, take the time to, as you know, the date doctor said, cultivate your relationships and just tap into your partner. You know, all the energy that you're going to put in somebody else, put it back into your relationship. Get dressed up, ladies. Fix yourselves up. A lot of people just let themselves go. Don't take your partner for granted, and don't take your looks for granted either. Like, fix yourselves up, you know, have that date night. Just communicate. If you have an issue with your partner, talk to your partner about the issue. Don't let it fester and become resentment. You know, talk about your feelings, and also be receptive to your partner's feelings. Be receptive to, you know, making those necessary adjustments. Stop peeing on the toilet seat. Or stop leaving your hair in the sink. Stop using his shaver. Like, stop doing things that you know your partner does not like.
Shaver?
Yeah, some women have used like their man's.
You mean the razor? You mean the razor?
Yeah, shaver, yeah, razor.
Razor? We saying shaver.
Shaver? I don't know. I'm not a man. But some women will use that for their legs. It's not for your legs. It's for his face. So, you know, just it's little things. And you'd be surprised that it's the little things that will break up a relationship. So tap into your spouse. Tap into your partner. Do whatever it takes to make them happy. Because, you know, if they're happy, a lot of times, more times than not, they're going to make you happy. So if they're happy, you know, it's a give and take. So do what you got to do to pour into your partner. And side chicks, don't be a side chick. Don't just get your own man. Or dude, I mean lady, get you know, if you're a side dude, don't be a side dude. That's not the way to be. You're supposed to be the main. You know, you want to be, you know, starting, you know, number one.
You want to be a starter.
Don't do that. Don't be the bench warmer. Yeah, and don't take pride in that either. That's not a prideful, you know, position to be in. But I need to shut up because we're about to get cut off. The show ends at midnight. So let me just shut up. But let me say OOOOP once again to my sorors. Tomorrow, in all of 2 minutes, it is our 101st anniversary, Founders Day, DST. But check us out next week, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back on the flow, and go to the website, thisdateisover.com. Have a great week. Bye-bye.